Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I looked at it or whatever.
You know, got quicksand. It's like the equivalent, but it's made out of dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% white type on paper. She's got the chat.
Hello and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I am Mara.
And I am Ari. And we today are so honored and blessed and thrilled to welcome to our podcast some very special guests. As those of you who've been here for a little while might remember, in our off season last year, I think that was like just a year ago that we were doing this.
Last year.
I don't even know.
Feels forever ago.
Feels like it was forever ago, but it was a year ago. We did a little interview series called Gather Around the Fire Pit with different podcasters, primarily non-podcaster personal friends of ours. But we are kind of just using the space to chat about, you know, most recent seasons of Love Island, general thoughts about Love Island, general thoughts about life, reality TV, and shooting the shit a little bit and giving y'all some content to fill your day when Love Island is sleeping. So today, yes, we are welcoming Logan and Stacy from the Scaredy Brats podcast. Welcome to the pod.
Hi, thank you guys. Oh,
that was, yeah, that was really such professional. A good intro.
I feel
we can barely get our timing together when we're trying to introduce our shows. So that was incredible.
We have like a color coding system, not to brag, but like it is color coded.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
I need to take notes.
Well, that is perfect because really what we want to first talk about is a little bit about your podcast. And I will preface this with we have been on their show. We are on the March 15th episode. I just pulled this up so that everyone can go back and look. We'll also post this on our socials the day that this episode drops. But please go watch Don't Worry, Darling, and then go listen to our recap on their show. It was an amazing time. We loved it. We are so grateful that you guys had us and we're thrilled to have you here.
Very excited.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast, how it got started, what's it about.
So Stacy and I have been like besties since pretty much the womb. At least I felt like I was like a fetus, but we were in high school.
We literally,
so basically children.
We've known each other since like elementary school because we went to a very small town. So it was like all
you knew
the
everybody.
Schools or grades were in one school. Yeah. So we, like, knew each other, but we weren't, like, super close until, like, high school.
Yeah.
We bonded over the Demi Lovato album that came out.
We did.
And then Logan loves scary movies. I hate them. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But because we're besties, I watch them. Because
she's a good friend. She's a good friend.
Because to entertain him. Sacrifice. It's entertainment because I truly like my reactions. It's a lot. He started to put some of like my reactions in our episodes, which in between like the breaks, and that makes it so funny.
Yeah.
You just like are in the room with me and it's wild.
Oh, that's
anyway,
funny.
So I hate them. He loves them. And we also just literally love to talk and we have so much to say, but nobody to say it to except for each other. So we were like, let's make a podcast. So the beginning of it is just us shooting the shit, talking about different things happening, pop culture moments, mm-hmm. whatever.
Anything. Usually Love Island. When Love Island's in season, we do our little weekly recaps.
And then we jump into the recap of the scary movie. And basically, like Logan said earlier, but we can't trademark it. We watch them so that you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, why can't you trademark it?
Because another scary movie podcast, which is actually like kind of how we got the idea.
Yeah. It's too scary, didn't watch. They're so funny. Absolutely love those girls. But that's kind of where we got like our idea from a little bit. But there's a setup a little bit different to where they have one person watch and tell two people who didn't watch about what happened. Whereas I make Stacey watch them.
He forces me to watch it.
Because it's funny.
I respect that. He's like, so we're going to do that, except you are going to watch, even if it's too scary.
Correct.
Yes. Correct. Too scary, but I still watch.
Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, so we just have a lot of fun with scary movies. Good scary movies, bad scary movies, campy, like everything. We have for anything. Even if you haven't seen the movie, you don't want to watch the movie, come listen, have a good time. We'll tell you everything that happened so you don't have to see it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Most of my friends who listen literally don't watch the movies. They're like, you have told me all I need to know. So it's like, I don't need to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's very like for someone like me who also does not like scary movies, that's great because then I get to hear the commentary. I get to hear what the movie's about and I don't have to get the jump scare.
Yeah, exactly.
You can form the picture, but you don't like see it.
Yeah, your mind can only think so much. But like if you're watching it on the screen, you're like, that's not how that should look. I'm sick. That's sick.
Yeah. That's foul.
Okay, but wait, but also I'm feeling really like betrayed by all of my friends right now because I don't have anyone in my life who's like, I listen to your podcast so I don't have to watch Love Island. I have friends who are like, my friend Martha, I love you. I know you're not listening, but I do love you. she says, I'll listen to your podcast when you're doing something less niche.
Okay. No. Wait, Ari, can I just say I'm about to call out all my friends too because fuck all of you. I hate all of you. I'm kidding. No, I was like, oh my God, guys, we're doing these reality recaps now to these shows that I know that they're watching.
Right.
And I'm like, so now you guys can listen. And I don't think a single fucking person did. I was so pissed. Like, bitches.
Oh my God. Fake ass friends, to be honest.
Right. Yeah,
really? We all have no real friends.
I just have friends who listen.
Yeah. My one friend is like, I won't listen because I don't like podcasts, but I'll at least like your stuff and download. And I was like, that's essentially all that I need you.
Yeah. That's a big piece of it. I agree.
Yeah.
I do have friends that do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So speaking of your podcast, Logan. Yes, thank you. Listen, we appreciate the way that you show up.
Our actual listeners. Y'all are the OGs.
You did an ad read in the podcast that we listened to, that we were on.
Oh, yeah,
I need you to explain more and how and why and how can we do this.
Oh, it was actually really, really easy. So this brand that I think it was targeted on my Instagram for this granola butter. And I was like, interesting. Like, what is this? These flavors sound really good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Let me just try and order it. So ordered some. Absolutely delicious. Love it. Eat it right out of the jar.
What's it called? Like, let's
do an ad read. I'm so sorry.
Oh, house. Okay.
Oh, house. Yeah. But basically, they were looking for, what was it, affiliates?
It was basically, like a brand ambassador type thing. Yeah. They posted it on their Instagram. And we were like, okay, wait, this is perfect because we have, like, who knows us enough to be like, yeah, advertise. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
So we were like, so we just like submitted, basically you just give them like your email. That's and then they give you a code. Mm-hmm. And
wait, really? They weren't like, yeah. How many like listeners do you have? Nope. Did they pay you?
We did just get a payment like, of $3.15.
Yes! Amazing. Because we both ordered using our
own code
thing. So it's like,
so like we spent, you got to spend how many people use your code.
Yes. It's like an affiliate code. So you got to spend money to make money. Yeah. So we spent money and we got $3.
I mean, it sounds like you just got like a deal on a product that you already enjoy.
Yeah.
And no, they're so good.
It is so good. Yes.
It is cash back. It is cash back. It's a rewards program, if you ask me.
Okay. Well, can you share your code with our listeners and maybe I'll buy some also right now?
Yeah, you should. It's just Scaredy Brats, the name of our podcast. So Scaredy Brats. And I think you just use it at checkout and you'll get 10% off. Also, if you go to our Instagram at Scaredy Brats Pod, it's Scaredy Brats Pod, right?
Yeah. Okay. There's a link. Yeah. There's a link in our bio, in there. So it has like the link to it.
Amazing.
But I suggest ordering. Yeah. I suggest ordering the brownie batter and the cookies and cream because those are absolutely.
The cookies and cream changed so my life for the better.
Wow.
I ate both jars in the span of, I think, like two and a half weeks. Like,
damn.
I just ate it right out of the jar.
I've also like put it on toast. I put it in my overnight oats and give it like different flavors and stuff. It's so good. Sometimes. It's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Let's chat.
So, for both of you, tell us what was the first reality TV show that you ever watched? What was your introduction to this big, scary world of reality TV? And then part B of that question is, what shows do you watch now religiously?
Oh, wow.
That
was a good question.
That is a good question. I would say, so I don't know if it – I would say it's the first one that I watched. No. 16 and Pregnant, probably.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Followed closely by Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I would say those were, like, my intros where I was like, now this is quality. This is quality TV.
This is quality TV.
16 and Pregnant, dude. Jersey Shore. And Survivor.
That is quality TV.
And Survivor. Mm. I watched a lot of Survivor with my mom growing up.
Yeah.
So I would say those. And then now I watch Love Island, The Traitors, Jersey Shore.
You watch Jersey Shore current? Are there current seasons of Jersey Shore?
Yes, there are. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. There's like six. There's so many episodes.
Oh, actually, we talked to somebody. Was it? Oh my gosh, Mara.
JB.
No. Your friend Justin Bieber was on the podcast. He was like, I was like behind Pauly D or something in like Florida.
Oh, Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
Yeah. Wow. That's right.
That's because they were filming amazing. Family Vacation. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Or it might have been Mike the Situation, actually.
Someone.
I don't know if it was Pauly.
That's me.
Goals, honestly. I would literally, if I saw somebody from the Jersey Shore cast in person, I would pass away, I think.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that's a great part C of this question. Like, who would you have the biggest reaction to meeting in person from reality TV in general? Would be Snooki for you?
I think so. I think Snooki, yeah. I think she is so iconic. Everybody knows Snooki. Everybody.
Yeah.
That is true.
She's a household name, you know?
Yeah, that is kind of crazy because she really is, I feel like.
Legitimately, yeah.
Or at least, like, was. I don't know if she still would be considered, but you would still probably know her, I guess. Yeah.
Also, yeah, the host of Survivor is also pretty hot, so I would probably... yeah.
What's his name? I forget.
Jeff Probst.
He does not age,
too. I watched, like, the first few seasons of Survivor, and then I watched, like, a recent season, and I was like, you literally look the same.
You still look good, though. I don't know if I've ever really watched that all the way through, but my, like, first, I guess, would be – I watched a lot of The Bachelor with my mom when I was younger, when I probably shouldn't have been watching it.
Like, what seasons?
Probably the beginning.
Like Alex Michelle. 2002.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
The fact that I know that, I'm like, who?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because Alex Michelle has, like, disappeared. That's the craziest
thing. They found him.
Oh. Wait, what? When? Who?
Yeah, they found him recently.
Who's they?
The internet. The internet finally found him. I think he, like, has, like, I think they found him on LinkedIn or something. He's, like, alive. He's normal.
Oh, no, oh. I know he's alive. This I've heard. I just, like, he has, like, no social media. Like, he was, like, the first bachelor ever and created this, like, iconic, I mean, not created, but, like, was the first face of this iconic franchise and then kind of just, like, fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah,
I fully thought you meant like he really did disappear.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm so sorry for the confusion.
You're like, who found them? And you're like, the internet. I mean, the internet does. The internet is pretty good at detecting
Reddit.
They are good at that. That's a good point. Wow.
Well, dang, okay, sorry, well, to I'm sorry. I know that you're in the middle of this question, but like, what were the first seasons of Bachelor that you like remember watching?
I don't really remember like who was on them, but I just remember that it was The Bachelor, and like the concept was literally just this guy dated all these women and then
a dream
had to pick one and marry them all within like the span of such a short time. And I was like, this is actually crazy that these people really do this.
Right. Okay.
And then also like The Biggest Loser. I watched that when I was younger. I
forgot all about that show. Wow.
So basically like shows that really shaped who I am to my core of my mental space.
Same.
The ones I watch more now, this is going to be a hot take, Kardashians, Love is Blind, Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of – pretty much any of the Netflix ones, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably the Kardashians is like the one I know the most about. Which says a lot about me as well.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a safe place. My background is Kim Kardashian.
So. Yes.
I'm obsessed. Yes.
To answer the final of the question, I would probably be the most shook if I saw, honestly, any of the Kardashians, but mostly Kim or Chris. I would be like,
oh
tell
my God.
Me everything.
Kylie?
Yeah. Yes.
I would love to see Chris. Chris is like, honestly, goals in a way.
I agree.
She's such a. Like, she's obviously not a good mentor, but she is in so many ways, you know?
She's just such a business person. Like, they I feel like I would have to, like, just have her write everything down. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You would say, tell me everything. She would tell you nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Why would you like, share that, like, inbound? Yeah,
take a guess, true. Sweetheart.
That's
you know?
True.
You'd be like, no, I have a podcast.
We have I
could benefit from your guidance.
Yeah.
If you want to be my momager.
I'll sign an NDA if I have to. Just tell me whatever.
Yeah.
Right. I am not fully caught up on Kardashians, but I assume that I will be. It's not something I like watch week to week, but it's definitely something that I do watch and have. For you know, since the actual Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like first seasons,
I like dove into it a little bit during COVID, and then I got through like a number of different seasons, and I like fell off.
Mm-hmm.
But I should pick it back up. I did enjoy watching it, so
I would say it's not like a. It's harder now with like so much social media because like you see everything that they're doing through social media. But then I guess like the show, they talk about like some more of their issue. Like Chloe always talks about Trashton and their like problems. So it's like that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I have to go down a very quick rabbit hole. Okay. So I said that this is my phone background. It is Kim Kardashian. It is Skims Times NBA when they announced that collab and she was with Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. I, in the past few years, like we've talked about this, like just being obsessive people. Like I have become very obsessive about the NBA. Okay. So I've had like two times where I've gotten to like sit courtside for warmups and then have to like go up to the 300s for the game. But somehow both times, and Tristan Thompson is always playing for a different team. Like he's a shitty basketball player. It's not like he's like always on the same team. It's been for the team that he is on. So I've like seen him like very close up multiple times. And I scream at him, go home to your baby, Tristan.
Do you really are?
No.
Of course. Of course I do. And then people around me are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, he was cheating on Khloe Kardashian when she was in fucking labor. He is trash, piece of shit. for whatever reason, like, he's the reason that, like, Jordan and fucking Kylie, like, stopped mm-hmm. being friends. I think they're mm-hmm. friends again. But, like, somehow, like, he stayed in the family. And, like, this long-term best friend of Kylie got cut out of the family. Like, he has caused nothing yeah. but fucking trouble. And, like, obviously, I love that Chloe is a mom. She's wanted to be a mom forever. But, like, go the fuck home to your baby, Tristan.
Yeah.
Go off.
Go off. To all of your babies, not just the Kardashian babies, but to all
there
of your
are
babies.
Other ones, yeah, but like I mainly care about Chloe.
Yes because that's like on the newer season, I guess they like try to give him like a redemption arc and it's awful because like they just talk about how good of a daddy is and I'm like, yeah, to the Kardashian babies because he's making so much money, like
right
I'm like, he doesn't care about any of his other kids.
But also like right. was he a good dad when he was cheating on Khloe Kardashian when she was in labor? Like, that feels yeah. like that sets you back like millions of steps.
Or when he had
it's like original sin, but for the dad,
when he agreed to do the surrogacy and then cheated on her after they agreed to surrogacy.
Yes.
Like, he's
fucked up.
Cancel him.
Yeah.
He's canceled.
We'll bring it back to Love Island. So how were you guys both introduced to Love Island?
I honestly don't know if I remember. I feel like I had heard people, like a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't know. I don't know if it's my thing. And then it was like probably during COVID where I was like, I have nothing to do. Or it was like probably when things were opening up still. I don't know. But I was like, let me try it. So I started watching them that like current season, which was like, Luca and Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Season 8?
Season 8.
Yeah. So, and I think mm-hmm. that's the first season Stacey watched too. And it just kind of happened mm-hmm. that we both were like, I like sent a video on Snapchat or something to her. And she was like, oh my God, is that Love Island? Like, I just started watching that mm-hmm. too. So we both started like yeah. watching it at the exact same time.
That's so beautiful.
Oh, that's and so, just, so connected.
Yeah, I know. We're like very in sync.
I think I just heard people like that I know talking about it or probably on Twitter or mm-hmm. something too. I like saw people talking about the drama and I was like, wait, this sounds like a show that I would love. And I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the same season I started with was the Ekansu, Gemma.
Yeah.
All of them.
Wow.
And then you, Logan, went back and watched previous seasons.
I've seen seasons 1 and 5, I think. And then whatever the most recent season of Love Island USA is, mm-hmm. and then seasons 1 and 5 of Australia, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And Games and All-Stars.
And Games and All-Stars, yes. That's correct.
And then all of UK
that is correct,
since
Your Honor.
season 8.
Yes. Yes.
And Stacey, what about you?
Pretty much the same. I didn't go back for UK to watch season 1 or 5, although I've been told so many times I need to watch season 5. So I honestly might just pick up on that someday. The season of USA, I think the only one I've seen is the one with Sally and Johnny. And that was because when they were both on Games, I like had to see how Johnny was on his season because I was like, was he this awful on his season? And he was.
Oh my God. Actually, thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
Johnny,
let's discuss.
Baby was
is
born.
A dad.
Johnny is a dad.
He's had a baby.
He has a baby.
I thought he had – wasn't there rumors that he – I thought he already had a baby because I thought when he was on Games, there was rumors, but it must have just been
she was pregnant.
Okay. Mm.
Right. Ari, so I went back and did the math, right? Because I remember when this came out that he had like a baby mama, we were speculating on like when she conceived and all this other stuff. So the baby was born at the end of March.
Yeah.
So that puts her at what, June for conception?
I think so. Yeah, end of June.
End of June if it was like
end
a normal, you know,
pregnancy. Right. Yeah.
So that was a couple months before Games, so like fine. But
I was going to say that would have been like right before it started though.
Was it a couple months before Games? When was Games? Because they didn't film that one live, right?
But they filmed it in September and then it aired, I think, in October, November. Because they were
– He knew.
USA. He knew.
He knew.
It's just crazy that, like, while on Games, like, it was never mentioned. And maybe it just got cut, right?
Wait, Gabe, actually, since you're here, I have a question. Do you know who Snooki is?
Is that from Jersey Shore?
Yep. See, household told you name. Household name. Yep.
Household name.
Yeah, but I don't understand how anyone 3 years younger than me even would have no idea who that is.
Well, I would expect you would have no idea who that is. That was a test and you passed and I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
I love that. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious. Shoot, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Johnny and his baby. So, yeah, I think that, like, he knew. And I do wonder if he, like, told the girls and we just didn't see that.
No! No! No, no, no.
You think he kept it a secret?
I wonder if he even told casting.
I doubt it. I don't think that he did. Oh, that's...
Do you think that casting would have let him on that show and had it not be a storyline if they knew
that he
had a baby mom out there? Used that.
That's a good
point. They would have like brought her on. Oh my God, it would have been so much better. Games is already so good, it would have been better.
It would have been.
You're so right. You're so
the
fucking
new,
right. Yeah.
The new person in the villa is literally his baby mom. Like,
I mean, they have fucking...
His pregnant baby mom. Mm-hmm.
They did that on, the most recent season of Love Island USA? They brought in an ex.
Oh. Yes,
Marco's
they did.
Ex.
Oh, yeah.
They did bring Marco's ex in.
Well, listen, they've done this, but the ex has never been actively pregnant.
Yeah.
A baby of the existing island.
You know what? Maybe that's what this show is missing. That is what this show is missing. Love Island UK season 11, bring it back.
I agree.
Bring pregnant exes in, please. I'm begging
you. Oh, my God. In all sincerity, like, blessings to that child.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And
definitely.
To the baby mama.
Yeah. To the baby mama.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen so far, he seems like he's there. So that's good.
Well,
he's not like Tristan.
Yeah. He's not like Tristan. He's there.
I was just about to say, I like that you said, instead of saying, like, from what I've seen so far, he looks like a good dad, you said, he's there.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's good. Right. I saw him holding a picture of his baby, but he was there. Mm-hmm. When he was probably there when she was giving birth, maybe. I don't know. But Tristan wasn't.
No, he was.
No, he was.
Mara and I have, like, deep dived into this because... Wait, what? Oh, yeah, he was actively cheating. He was literally actively cheating.
But he showed up to the birth, but he...
Cheated first.
Was fresh off of cheating.
Listen, sometimes labor can last like 20, 40 hours.
He was fresh out of someone else.
Yeah.
And then went to his pregnant girlfriend who was literally giving birth. Yes. Can you imagine?
God, that's so
fucked. Can you imagine?
I would burn him alive. Like, mm-hmm. literally.
There's a lot of the things that they did in the movie that we watched this week I would do to this man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the horror movie. I thought you meant the Kardashians movie.
No,
like,
the horror movie that
Sophie
and I watched.
When did that come out?
No.
I could talk about this all day, but it's just crazy to me that these, like, they continuously forgive these trashy men just because they're the dads of their children, which, like, mm-hmm. I get, obviously, for the kids. But, like, I think True would be better off without Tristan in her life. I think she's fine if Tristan didn't show
her
up.
Her mom is Khloe Kardashian. She's
I think she's
fine.
Better.
Right.
She's better without him.
Yeah. Her mom is Khloe Kardashian. Her aunts are freaking Kourtney, Kim. Like, she
Kendall
is.
Kendall and Kylie.
Set.
Yeah,
she's Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah.
She's set.
Travis.
She's set.
Yeah.
I always tell the kids at school, I'm a school social worker, so I work with a bunch of kids. And some of them, you know, their fathers are not present. And I'm always like, listen, a family doesn't need to have a mom and a dad.
It's true.
And I'm like, rattle off all the things you love about your mom. And then they're always able to. I'm like, see, you don't need a fucking dad.
Yeah.
Good.
Literally.
Honestly.
That's so heartwarming.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet.
Listen, what else are they supposed to do, right?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
So I was going to say this before. Mara and I have just, like, really been, like, obsessed with this Johnny becoming a dad saga because – he may be there now. He may be posting his face and this baby now that this baby has been born. But the reason that all the rumors started was because she posted, what's her name? Yelly? Her, like,
Yelly?
No, literally. No, have you seen her, Logan? The man
looks just like Selly.
Wait, yes, I have. Because she looks like Selly and Jessica, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He has such a type.
Anna Yelly Ramirez is her name.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But her her TikTok is like Y-E-L-L-I-I-I-I-I-I.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Type.
Yeah. Type, 100%.
Type, yes. Yeah. So she posted this, like, what was it? It was just like an announcement or like a gender reveal or something.
It was gender, yeah. Or not, yeah, one of the two.
But it was like on the beach and it was like her and the dad, but like you never saw his face. But it was like, obviously Johnny, like you saw him from behind. He's like a very distinctive body. I think you saw like his, people were like, oh, that's like his bracelet that he like wore in the villa. Like it was obviously him, but like his face was very intentionally kept out of it.
Yeah.
And so it is actually interesting to me that now the baby is born and now he's like, okay, I'm a daddy, because I was like, how are you going to handle this? Like when you're, I mean, that probably was the case because he was on the fucking show at that time.
Yep.
Right. It's insane to me.
It is.
What does this girl know? Like how on board was she with all of this? Was she like, yeah, like go on the show, make your bag so you can support our baby? If so, like, I love that for them, but like I need to know more. Please come on the podcast.
I would love, honestly, I need Sally's opinion too. I've been like really watching her content lately, but I need her opinion.
I'm obsessed with her. I think she's a queen.
She's great.
Have you ever listened to her music?
Some of it's kind of good.
It's good, right?
It's decent. She's got a really good voice.
She does. It's not usually like the type of music that I would like go to, but like I've listened to it and I'm like, okay, like I could get down to this.
Yeah.
Johnny's diss song, girl, I'll stream it.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's not good, I'll stream it.
Yeah, exactly. Our friends could take a note out of
our book.
She posted a TikTok about how she's like getting back into dating or whatever, and everybody in the comments, she must have gone on like a date or something. Everybody in the comments was, they were all like, did he pay for the nachos though? Like, this is so funny.
That's iconic. So funny. I love it. Okay, so how do you guys feel like Love Island compares to the other reality TV that you guys have watched?
I think it's – I just like that it's so secluded because, like, they don't have access to a lot of, like, any of their phones. And, like, it's literally not even, like, music. Like, they're just with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, sometimes it is hard to – when, like, they get so caught up in, like, who loves who, who's with who. It's, like, you guys have known each other for, like, 2 weeks. But then when you think about it, you're, like, no, but they've only talked to each other for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, so it does put – like a perspective on like the timeline type of like how it's being filmed and everything. But I think I just like that it's like, yeah, it's so secluded and like nobody can get word from like anything else about what's going on. And like their opinions are fully just formed based off of like what they know about each other. Makes it interesting.
And the producers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very a la Bachelor, which is interesting because that you like that since that was kind of your intro into this world.
Yeah, I think it's – I like it better than The Bachelor, I would say, because it's not, like, one person dating, like, a bunch of other people. It's just, like, everybody's getting to know each other and, like, dating each other, which I feel like makes it not relatable, obviously, but, like, more – you're like, okay, yeah, that's, like, how you date in real life is, like, you get to know multiple people, not just, like, only the guy has the options type of thing.
I think that I would probably say that if I had to pick like a favorite, well, if I had to pick like a favorite reality show of all time, it would probably be Jersey Shore just because of like how much there is. And like, I've seen it all. Love Island would probably be. They did raise me. I'm who I am today because of Jersey Shore. Because I had a tapestry of the note on my college bedroom wall.
Oh my God. I fucking love that.
I did. If you go on my Instagram, I think I have pics of it. Somewhere.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go there right now.
So yeah, I love. I don't know. I just think that it's so interesting because I'm like they literally sit around and do nothing all day.
Yeah.
So why is it so interesting? Like, why do I sit every night and watch these people that I don't know? Like, what is so intriguing about it? I don't know. I think I just need an escape, and that's the easiest one. And I think I also think that I like it because it's so consistent. Like, it's like every day a new episode comes out. It kind of like gives me a routine too. I'm like, okay, I go home from work, I watch an episode of Love Island for an hour and then do whatever.
It's healing you.
It is healing me.
That's a good point too, because I guess like I this kind of happened with like the Traitors, the once a week shows. Like if I miss 1 week, I like will not go back. And like I'll kind of like forget about it. But since it's every day, it is just like, oh, well, like I can't forget about
it's hard to forget about.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, like it's right there. But the once a week shows, like it's those aren't really for me, I would say. I like I'm a binger, so it's like I like it's, to be able to watch the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah. It is kind of nice, like, oh, if you want to like kill some hours watching TV, if you've missed one episode, you've got two to watch, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick side pivot. I was looking for the note tapestry on your Instagram, Logan. Yes. Were you in an a cappella group in college?
I was. I was in an a cappella group in college.
Me too.
We are on YouTube.
Oh my God, yes.
Polar Rhythms, well, if anybody would like. I do have some solos. Polar Rhythms.
I'm dying because I'm pretty sure that Mara plugged her a cappella TikTok on your show.
No, karaoke. It was the karaoke.
No, karaoke. And that was iconic.
It was iconic.
Oh, sorry.
And
in
follow.
My mind, those are the same
thing. Thank you. I saw you guys follow. Thank you.
I did.
Guys, we're going to – we got second place at the Baltimore League, and we're going to district citywide finals on Tuesday.
Love.
We're going to go – we're going up
– singing queen.
Thank you. We're going up against all the D.C. teams. Can't wait.
Oh.
I love that. You're going to slay.
Wait, I love – thank
yes.
you.
You're
thank
welcome. You. I'm trying to see. I guess I might. I don't think I do have any of them. Oh, well.
Of your videos?
No, of a picture of my note. I'll find it somewhere and send it to you guys.
My okay. note.
Perfect.
I do have a quick question for you as well, Logan. Did you ever watch Geordie Shore?
I did not. That's okay. the UK I mean, one, right?
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. So it's Geordies are from like Newcastle, and it's the exact same setup as Jersey Shore. But so the way that I got into Love Island, which our listeners know, is that my brother and sister-in-law lived in the UK for like 10 years, and I would go. My brother is like very legit, like high-powered, like businessman, but then like loves just like shitty TV at the end of the day. So I would go and like watch a shitty TV with them. It started with Geordie Shore, it ended up being Love Island. And
okay,
here we
okay.
are. But it is worth watching. Is I understand it? That okay. it won't have like the same impact on like your development as a human, but I think that it could maybe like add something.
Is
for
this
you.
Okay? So I have seen a clip going around that I like to quote of this woman with really large lips, and she has a very thick accent. I'm going to try and do it the best. And it looks like it's Jersey Shore. Like the background looks Jersey Shore-y, so that's why I'm like, maybe it's this. But she says, "I should have kept my mouth closed."
You do say that a lot. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find this. Oh, immediately came up. Yep, Geordie Shore. Yes.
It is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so funny.
Okay, period. So I have seen a clip from Geordie Shore.
I feel like it would be, that would be, close. You say that a lot. I feel like it would be good though, because like UK people are just so unhinged and like uncensored that it's probably like Jersey Shore, but on like steroids or something.
Totally.
Because it's
America
even more uncensored.
It literally is. I don't – it's so – it's better. It's better.
I believe that. I – like when
Chloe.
I
– yeah.
I had season 3 of Jersey Shore uncensored on DVD in high school. So I would like watch that religiously. Like I could probably quote most of that season.
Oh my God. That wasn't when they went to Italy, was it?
No. That was the one before. It was the – so
– got it.
I – so the Jersey Shore seasons go – original Jersey Shore, season right. 2 Miami, they go back in season uh-huh. 3 to the shore, then they go to Italy, right. and then 5 and 6 right. they're at the shore, and the 6th one Snooki's pregnant.
Nice. Wow.
The Miami and the Florence seasons live rent-free in my head.
Uh-huh.
Seasons 2, 3, and 4 I think are the best.
Yeah.
I agree.
I will never get over the note thing, but then also Mike slamming his head into a wall, like
yes.
that clip,
yeah.
and then him just instantly like blacking out. It's like, what? Yeah. Me watching that in high school, I was like, this guy.
And Snooki throwing a giant wine bottle at his head.
Wine bottle at him, yeah. yes.
Mm-hmm. Snooki getting drunk and lost on the beach.
That's season yes. 3. I just watched that episode.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's so – where's the says, beach? Oh, my God. Iconic.
It's so
literally.
Iconic.
And then – And her walking the streets of Florence looking for Gianni with like no shoes on. Her like cooch is out because her dress is so short. Like so funny.
So iconic.
So funny.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like maybe I need to go back and watch.
You do. Jersey. I literally do a Jersey Shore, like original six seasons. Like I do a rewatch like annually.
Is there like a particular time of year you would recommend? I guess like maybe now. Love Island off season.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'll tell you one tid that lives rent free in my mind that might get you hooked on the idea of watching Geordie Shore, which is there's this psychotic thing. Love you, UK listeners. We know that you listen to our podcast and we love you and we don't think you're psychotic, but this is psychotic. Where instead of saying me, they say us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that. Okay. Because
I don't think I've ever noticed that.
I only know that because in season 5 of Love Island, Amber does that.
Yes. Yep.
And
I was like,
who would, literally was like, when she says us, does she have like split personalities? Like I was concerned.
Right.
You're like, right.
Like a dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah, I was concerned. I was like, why does she keep saying us?
Us. Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's but they do this in Newcastle. Thing, so think. Like, fucking right. Everyone on Geordie Shore does this. And there is a scene where a man is proposing to his girlfriend and he says, will you marry us? And I just will never forget it.
Oh, my gosh.
Will you marry me and my other DADs?
That is what?
Oh, my God.
Marry us. That's so strange.
It is strange.
It's so strange.
It is. Although they probably think some of the stuff that we say is pretty weird, too. Like, gagged the booth house down. Like, I'm sorry. That's
well, not everybody says that.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, me either.
I have.
I've never heard that. Or the new slay is instead of OMG slay, it's OMG porn.
Porn.
We made that up.
We're trademarking that.
Wait. I saw something about this. Was this like from a meme?
No, so.
No, Logan posted it on his story.
Oh, that's where I saw it.
It's his
personal.
Oh my God, I saw it because you posted a screenshot of the conversation.
It's that was his Stacey. Personal text thread.
Was this a meme? Oh no, it was my text.
I
read that. No, that's amazing. I love that. It is a meme, actually.
I was like, wow, this must be taking the internet by storm because this is ringing a bell for me.
Wait, but look.
No, it's just our inner circle.
Wait, Logan and Stacey, do you say porn like slay? Like, is it OMG porn?
This is literally an accident.
I think it's going to be.
It's evolving still.
You were in that thread, right, Stacey? Well, that was the group with you in it or not? Okay.
Yes.
So my friend is reading the Court of Thorns and Roses series. And if you have read them, Mara has. Stacey is about to start her journey tonight. She did promise us earlier.
Ari, please join us.
Yeah,
join
Ari,
us on this
please,
journey.
You should. We have a little
I'm
book
not gonna
club.
Pressure you.
And so I was like, oh, how far are you? Like to my friend, her name is Luch. Well, her name's Caitlin, but I call her Luchi. And I was like,
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out to my homie. I was like, what book are you on? And she said, I'm on the last one. And I said, OMG porn. Because if you have read them, the fifth book is literally book porn with a plot. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, is that what the kids say nowadays? And I was like, it's like smut with a plot. And she goes, oh, I thought you meant like OMG slay, but they say porn instead now. I'm like, no, but we will.
No, but we're about to.
So my friend Luch is a trendsetter.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
I love that you thought it was a meme. And you're like, how do you say it, though?
Like, I saw this on the internet.
This is taking the world by storm.
It is. I knew what you were talking about.
Viral.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, unfortunately, we do have to talk a little bit about Love Island All-Stars.
We do.
What were your overall thoughts about Love Island All-Stars?
I had a good time for most of it. I feel like the hardest part for me, I think, is the fact that they all know each other for the most part. So we're going in here with like these storylines that like I'm not totally following. Like I don't know what happened between these people. I know what happened between Georgia and Toby, Do I care about what happened between Georgia and Toby? To be honest, no, I don't. But that's...
But we at least saw it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It was canon.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was... I would watch it again, for sure. Like, I think that they should do it again because there was some good, juicy drama. And we got some good couples out of it. I think that... I think Tom and Molly are very, very cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so when you say that, like, the hard part for you is that they have all this history, do you just feel like the show, because this is how I feel, did not do an adequate job of, like, explaining context to the audience?
Yeah, I think because it would be a lot of the times where they just be like, oh, I know them from the outside. Like, okay, but how do you know them? Like, did you date? Did you fuck? Did you make out in a club? Like, I need to
even
know.
Even with... Toby and Georgia, they were like, yes. Oh, yeah, like when we dated before, and we were like, you mean on games? Like, can you just say that?
Right. Yeah.
That
right.
We all watch. And yeah.
I guess, yeah, that's my biggest problem with it, because especially with Georgia, both Georgias, but Georgia S, because she had known literally every person outside of the villa, apparently, and had a history with half of the villa. And I was just like, I'm confused, because when you say history, do you mean like, a one-night stand, oh, we hung out a couple times. Like, why are you so obsessed with these people?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of – yeah. So it's, like, the unknown of, like, what kind of history. And with, like, Georgia H and Casey, was it Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like, I don't even know why she's so upset, because I don't know the relationship that they had outside of the villa. Because he's acting like it was nothing, which, like – So who knows?
Who knows?
Right. That just makes it like harder to follow, I would say.
Who knows?
Yeah, they needed more of like an exposition dump.
Yeah.
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 But I do agree too. Like, I think it would be, it's a fun sort of, I guess, off season kind of episode to watch, because you do know all of the characters, at least from a Love Island perspective. Mm-hmm. So to see them all together is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And to see who clicks and who doesn't is, like, kind of entertaining.
I think, yeah, and it's fun to see, like, the Islanders that, like, have been your favorites. Like, it was fun for me to see Curtis come back. Like, or no, he wasn't in All-Stars. He was in, was he in Games?
Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, kind of same concept as Games a little bit, just without the Games. But... The game, if they had Games, it would have been more fun. Like, I think Games is just an overall better All-Stars because it was so unhinged and fun.
They didn't have any fucking challenges on All-Stars.
No, I know. Yeah. And the thing is that, like, in Games is, like, they already did the Love Island thing. Like, you're telling me that they're all going back on Love Island just to find love. Like, no, they're going on it because they want the money.
For the money.
And, like, just make them do the games for the money because that's funnier.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's actually, yeah, it's really interesting to me that they aired back to back and people loved Games and did not feel the same way about All-Stars because it was a similar, I mean, they both were All-Stars, All-Star iterations of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the reason that All-Stars had, like, no challenges is that they were trying to kind of separate themselves and try to be like, we are not Games.
I think I didn't like All-Star because I thought a lot of the people on there were on there pretty much just to, like, come back and be on TV again. And it didn't feel – whereas, like, Games, you knew that was what the point was. Like, they're here to get money and, like, they're playing the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on, like, All-Stars, it's, like, a lot of them seemed – Georgia S. seemed like she was, like, playing the game. But then you're, like, no, like, that's not the point of this show, though. Like, you're actually supposed to end up with somebody.
Mm.
So I just, like – it was hard to – honestly, it was hard to like a lot of the – people on the show.
Yeah. Interesting. But that is more of a criticism of just like the way that the show was set up.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about this until you said that. But the literal first scene of the show was Maya Jama being like, look at all these beautiful families and like kids that have come out of this show. And it was this kind of, this is something that is talked about a ton in the Bachelor podcast that Mara and I met through, and that, you know, is the reason that we know that the first Bachelor season was Alex
is
Michelle
Game
in March
of
2022. Mm-hmm. It is Game of Roses. Yeah, that's how
I haven't listened, but I've heard the other podcast, TSDW, that I like a lot. They listen to it and talk about it too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
they're great. Highly recommend for anyone who is looking for Bachelor coverage. But they talk a lot about this like facade of like for the right reasons that like the show kind of pushes, but it's like you're not fooling your audience. And like, at what point do we just level with you and be like, no, we're here to be famous. We're here to be on the show. And I think the games kind of did that. And it's like, it was really successful.
I agree.
So,
yeah. I think that they just needed to own it. Like, if they had owned it as less of a, like, this is just.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a season of Love Island, but all these people like weren't able to sign love, so they're coming back for another chance. It's like, no, they're coming back for another chance to get out there.
To get, to get followers and stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it wouldn't even have to be so overt. It could just be like, your favorites back on your fucking screen to entertain you.
That's
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, and fine. People would have been in.
I don't care if they're looking for love as long as they're fucking around and causing drama.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. We've said it before and we'll say it again. We would love to consult with any producers on the show. We can help.
I can give you some good storylines. We literally just gave you one. Bring a pregnant ex in.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's TV gold, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, that was an oversight on Love Island Games' part when VR saying was a superior iteration of the All Star game.
It's true.
So, I don't know.
So true.
It was their first try. Next All Star Games, 10 times better.
Yeah. I would also prefer if the person was like more visibly pregnant, like in the villa, but like could go into labor.
Yes. I love
that. That's actually one of the challenges. They have to guess like how close, like what day in the villa she's going to go into labor. And then
one of the challenges is they help give birth.
Yes.
Whoever catches the baby wins. They're going to bring Dr. Alex back. We do need to have some like medical professionals available, obviously.
Wait, this is like honestly such a good idea. I love this.
Me too.
This is perfect.
If they don't do a storyline like this, I'm going to write a book about it. I'm going to write a book.
Fan fiction?
Yeah.
Our fanfic. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Who was your guys' favorite Islander from this All-Star season?
Well, I'm biased.
That's okay.
Right.
Casey.
We all are.
Casey was your favorite.
I just love Casey. I do.
In terms of like what he brought to the show, or just like he's your favorite of the people that was on the season?
Well, he didn't bring more to TikTok. Yeah. To this season.
He brings more to TikTok than he did either season of his Love Island.
I would say, I would say if I had to pick like overall, like of this All-Star season, who I think like I loved watching, I would say Molly, I think.
Okay.
I would say Molly.
What?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of if that was her name or not, because I also was, when I said Molly, I was thinking of the Molly from the other season of UK where it was Molly and Zach, I think.
Oh, season 10.
And I was like, wait, maybe that's not her name. But no, Molly. She was my favorite, I would say.
Molly and Zach. Molly from season
10.
Oh, right. They just broke up. Yeah.
They did?
They
just broke up. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's sad. I liked them.
She was with Mitch. Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, messy Mitch.
And then she left and then came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. During Casa. Stacey, that's crazy. Is yours also Molly?
I would say Molly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like Callum, I did like watching him too. Not as much as Molly, but it was like nice. I think him and the girl that he left with aren't even together anymore.
Yeah,
but
they broke up.
It was like nice to see them both just kind of like rooting for each other like separately.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be a lot like messier which honestly would have been fine too because entertainment, but like they both like were good separately and I liked that.
I will say this felt very much like the Molly and Callum show. Like I felt like all the plot lines kind of revolved around them somehow. Like even also, Georgia and Toby.
And they got first and second place. And,
right, exactly. Yeah. And like even all the stuff with Georgia and Toby, because I feel like they were the couple we also saw the most of. It also revolved around
it was like the Molly four of them. Callum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also hated that for like the family day or whatever, they literally had like the people in the videos. Like it was so produced. Like they were just asking about like Callum and Molly. And I'm like,
yeah,
what? I know.
Like we've all been watching the same show. We don't care at this point. Right. We know like it is what it is at this point.
I felt like the intention behind that day was them being like, fuck, so many of our all-stars are not single. How do we get them on the show anyway?
Yeah.
And then how do we bring this like narrative that's happening online into the villa to try one more time? But it's like to fuck up like your two strongest couples when there's not even another recoupling before the end of the season? Yeah. Like what are you guys doing?
There was an article that came out like last year, I think, Ari, you'll remember this, that talked a lot about how the producers rely heavily on the internet and like what's happening on the internet to help inform the storyline of Love Island. I feel like they did that way too much. And I actually think they've been doing it too much. And I think they need to let that go. Like, I think they've been almost relying on it too much and they need to like freshen it up because I don't think that it's interesting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're too fickle.
Again, the success of something like Games that, you know, we don't necessarily think this is the best way for the show to be done, but also Australia has done this to be pre-filmed and then released. Like, you can't impact the filming of the show. At least you can with the producing, but not like the actual content that you're gathering cannot be impacted by the public narrative. And those have been pretty successful seasons. Yeah. So,
That's true.
I agree. I do feel like in All Stars, though, especially, like, I noticed more of it just becoming such, like, a produced show with, like you said, the outside kind of, like, contributing to who they bring in or what they do. Yeah. And it's just, like, at this point, it's almost predictable because you're like, okay, well, you're going to bring in so-and-so's ex. Like,
yeah.
As long as they're pregnant, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. If they're pregnant, like, we don't see that coming.
Bring them in, but, like...
Two new bombshells enter the villa, except
one is a fetus.
One is in the womb.
Wait, oh my gosh. The baby mama comes in, but the islander, who's the maybe baby daddy, doesn't know if it's their baby or not.
Yes.
Like, they've slept together within, you know, a time frame that it could be.
But it could also not be.
Yes.
And then
there are so many things that need to line up for this.
And then we get Dr. Phil and Maury on.
I was just about to say it's like Maury, but in the villa.
Yeah.
Right. I love it.
Wow.
Love
okay. It. Who was your most toxic islander of the All-Star season?
You can probably already guess. I mentioned her literally every time I talked shit. It's Georgia S. I could not stand to watch her on my screen. I just felt like everything she said, I was like, you're contradicting yourself. You're like hypocritical. What are you talking about at this point? I hated it so much.
So I also didn't love Georgia S. However, I think that Chris was probably my most toxic islander. I was not a fan of the way that Chris talked to the women this season. Like, it actually it pissed me off so much. Like, especially the way that he was with Arabella, I felt was like so very disrespectful. I feel like he went about things the wrong way so many times. Not to say that she's perfect. However, she's close.
She's close.
Yeah. And Chris was like, he's such a good character and he has so much potential to be a good
Islander.
I loved
Chris in season 5. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
He was great.
He was someone that I was really looking forward to being back on All Stars because he's just so interesting.
Yeah.
I also was really excited to see Hannah again just because she's so unhinged and she makes good TV.
She does.
I have never watched her season The way I could not understand this girl anytime
she, I know
her accent,
yeah, so
those true lips. I'm like, what are you saying? I can't even read your lips.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so hard. I'm like, thank God for the subtitles. Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you guys disliked Georgia.
Wait, I need you to explain this to them because I'm about to pee my pants and I'll be right back.
But okay.
You speak for both of us.
I can do that. Okay. Ari and I actually both liked Georgia and Toby because we felt they kind of carried the show.
Drama-wise, they did. Like, I will say, because
right,
it was like,
that's true.
They're the ones that have the most consistent drama. Like, it was constantly an issue with them.
That is true, because if they weren't there, really, who is arguing?
Exactly.
That's true.
Stacey, you're 100% right. She was very hypocritical. But to me, and I think Ari, it was just like, this is hilarious.
That's like, fair.
She's blowing this up for the sake of the show, and it's funny, yes, and it's riling everybody up. That's like them. And like, obviously, Toby picking her during that recoupling. That was like one of the biggest moments of the season.
Are you talking about when it was when we thought it was going to be Arabella?
Yes. I know.
Justice for Arabella. Like, I
know.
Wanted to just give her the biggest hug this whole season. Like, I can't even speak.
The fact that Toby and Georgia S. are already broken up just kind of tells you that, like, they really should have never been together in the first place.
No.
And they just did it just to ride the show out. Which,
absolutely,
respect. Right. But it did make for good TV. I will say that.
It did.
Yeah. And it was like all you could do was just like laugh at how ridiculous everything was with them.
Yeah.
We do most our favorite, what are our awards? MVP and most toxic of like each episode and then of the season. And we did both kind of struggle with like Georgia S. was maybe objectively like the most toxic Islander of the season.
But she was also like kind of the MVP.
Firmly believe that she was the MVP. Like, I don't know what this season would have been without her. It would have been so boring.
That's so true.
Yeah,
no, that is so true.
Because, the Callum and Molly drama, like, wouldn't have been a thing. Like, the Callum and Georgia drama, Callum and Molly and Georgia drama, like, none of that would have been a
thing. One of my favorite Love Island fights of all time is Molly coming up to Georgia when they're at that, like, beach club. Ooh. And they're fighting. And she's like,
oh, yeah.
And Georgia's like, I think this is about something else. And
Molly was like,
it's literally not. I'm telling you, it's not.
And then she leaves the argument and she goes to the other girls. She's like, she's over here talking about having history. I dated the man for 3 years. We lived together.
They had
she's
dogs that they had to
they
split
had
up.
Together.
Like, that's history, bitch.
For real. Yes. No, so that, iconic. That moment lives rent-free in my head. I'll never forget that.
A question for you guys in the same kind of vein. Like, what was the most shocking moment of the season for you guys?
Probably Toby picking
Arabella.
Georgia S. over Arabella.
Picking Georgia S. over Arabella, I mean.
Because the way he was talking, you honestly couldn't tell what girl he was talking about entirely. You kind of were like, wait a second.
Yeah,
why
wait
does
a second.
This not sound like – and even Arabella was like,
who's the fuck?
Is this supposed to be about me?
I can't.
Right. And that was – that was probably
same.
The biggest
I can
moment.
Tell you honestly that if I was Arabella, I would have went home.
Ooh.
I think I would have. Like, I, after what went down with Chris, although I guess because since she was with Adam, is that his name?
Adam.
They also
broke up, which is sad. I thought that was a good one. I thought that was a good
one. Yeah, we did too. Yeah. We had like a lot of faith in that connection. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. I thought I heard something about Adam being problematic, but maybe not. But
I
did
think
like
I heard
them
he
together.
Was in his
would
season.
Would not be shocked.
Yeah.
Was he season six?
I don't even remember him on his first season, to be honest with you.
I don't remember him.
But he's cute to look at, and I thought they would be cute together, but maybe not.
They're all honestly cute to look at.
He was season one.
Adam?
Season one.
No.
No, he wasn't. There's no way.
Two?
He wasn't.
He was season two.
Maybe season
two.
There's no way he was season one.
He was an early – early season.
Because we had – the season one people we had were Josh, Hannah, Louie –
Yeah.
Are you Lewis so impressed with like how much Josh
has grown?
Grew up.
I love him. I love Josh. I do.
I'm so shocked that him and Sophie are still together.
Yeah, sorry, season two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that Josh was like extremely toxic on the season. I absolutely fucking hated how he handled his friendship, quote unquote, for those who can't see, I'm doing major air quotations with Georgia Harrison. I feel like he's a terrible friend. But I'm like, wow, you were like a little boy and now you're like a toxic grown man. Like, it's kind of just cool to see like that progression like in your life and like stay the fuck away from me. But like,
he definitely has grown
Welcome
up.
Welcome back.
He definitely has grown up. And him and, oh God, what's her? Is it Sophie?
Sophie.
Is it Sophie?
Yeah.
I love her. Yeah. I think she's a sweet. They're cute. She seems like a sweetheart. Yeah.
I'm just very surprised that I honestly thought they would break up after the villa because, like, I just felt like she liked him more than he liked her pretty much the whole time until, like, the last couple of days. Then I was like, okay, maybe he does actually, like, care about her.
Yeah.
But it was just hard to tell with him because, like you said, with Georgia H., he was, like, not a good friend. So I'm like, what kind of a person do you look like when you are a good person?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about her. So the couples that we have remaining from the season are just them and Molly and Tom, right?
I think are Georgia H. and Antoine still
together? God, they are. They're still together.
They are.
They are.
I was going to say,
shame on me.
Yeah,
shame
I forgot about that.
I literally just looked that up the other day because
there's
something in my brain. I'm shocked. Something in my brain was like, wait. Georgia H. really didn't like this guy. Are they still together? And they're still together. And I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Hello. So this is Ari from the future, more specifically Ari on April 15th. And although we recorded this podcast yesterday, it turns out that a few days ago, and we all missed it, the news of Anton and Georgia H.'s breakup actually shook the internet, and I have a guest joining me for this no misinformation on She's Got the Chat corner, Gabe, to live react to this news. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm not Gabe. This is actually Mara, and I had a really interesting surgical operation done to my vocal cord, so I sound like this. But holy moly, I'm not even able to talk about it. I'm so shook. I haven't gone outside in 6 days. I mean, that's past my normal five.
Okay.
So I'm struggling.
So the pair originally confirmed their split after weeks of rumors, and this was confirmed by The Sun. The Sun reported that a source said, Georgia and Anton have split. They really tried hard to make the relationship work, but ultimately the distance proved too much to manage. Anton and Georgia are sad they couldn't make things work, but they broke up on good terms and will definitely stay friends. And then Anton took to his Instagram page to share a quote, which hinted that distance wasn't the real reason for the split. It said, if someone truly loves you, distance is not a problem. It's just the power of making love grow each day.
All I would say is that I side with Georgia. Obviously, if the love is real, distance is not a factor. And I don't know anybody
that's
who could.
What Anton said.
I know, but I don't know anyone who could love Anton. So
oh,
I think it's
Gabe,
true.
That's Mara. I mean, that's so mean.
Wait, do you guys like Anton? Like, I don't even know.
He's like lovable, but there's obviously something like not appealing about him because every girl gets the
You know
ick.
Who he reminds me of? The soccer player guy who's been on like 7 seasons in the past 2 years.
Scott.
Yeah, he looks like Scott, kind of.
I guess. So the final thing that I do want to bring up regarding this is that...
Oh, but he's Welsh.
Scottish.
Oh, shit.
Split rumors, so this is prior to the actual announcement, were fueled when Anton went on a night out earlier in the week along with fellow All-Stars Islander Hannah Elizabeth. Do you remember her, Gabe? She's this one.
Nice.
Anyway, meanwhile, Georgia also cozied up with another former Islander All-Stars hunk, Chris Taylor.
Whoa, Chris Taylor. Wasn't
him?
He in like the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Anyway, lots of drama. Good job staying in the headlines. So sorry to spread misinformation. It's never our intention.
back to the past.
And by the time this is released, they might be back together. So just...
Yeah, there might be an update part two right after this.
Just be ready.
Honestly, I love Anton. So Anton also was a contender for MVP. He is like...
He's a sweet just boy.
He's such a gentleman. Like, he is a man. He is.
Yeah.
And the fact that none of those girls could see it, except, I guess, Georgia H eventually. But I've seen some of Georgia H's content, like, after. And she's funny.
She's funny.
She's funny.
No, she's funny. Like, she was funny on the show. And that's honestly because there were times where I really didn't like her either. But then, like, she would say something funny or, like, something nice. And I'd be like, oh, okay. She's not, like, a bad person. Yeah. She's just. Right. And I just the whole time couldn't really tell. I couldn't gauge her vibe on Antoine. And I was like, is she like staying with him just to get to the end of the show? Like that part was hard for me to decipher.
Yeah, that's fair.
Completely understood and agreed. Was he on season 5 or?
He was like, season 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you saw his original season. You've seen him. He's always kind of been this like what we refer to as like an incel islander.
Yes.
He's like, unlucky in love.
His mom shaves his
butt. I guess it's just because he's, I feel like it's just because he's short, right? It's got to be that. That's why the girls don't like him.
Probably. I think he's really attractive. I do.
But it's something about being in person with him because he's objectively attractive. Like he has to like omit some, like he smells weird or like something about him is like off because like everyone gets
it. Also could be his accent.
He's Scottish, right?
Yeah.
I like a Scottish accent. It's cute.
I just can't understand him a lot.
I mean, I can't understand half of them.
That's so true. I also, it's the same with Liberty. Like I couldn't.
Oh, Liberty's accent is wild.
Hearing Liberty and Hannah having a conversation, I was like,
yes. Huh? Mm-hmm. I think that's, I did like that though. Or no, that's what I liked about Games was like watching all the different accents have conversations and try to figure out what they're saying.
Yes, I was going to say, did you ever see the unseen bits where they were quizzing them on? Funny. Yeah, that was, I was gold. That was really
unseen bits where Liberty was like talking and Sally would be like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, she's like, I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Incredible.
It was genuinely difficult to understand.
It was.
Was it Johnny and Liberty where she's like talking and he does the same thing? He's like, yeah, he's A? Like,
yeah. Nine stars and A star, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's like, what language are you speaking?
I mean, it is. That's like why an all-star season should be with all stars from all the franchises.
Because
that just adds like so much entertainment that is just like built in.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Speaking of favorite islanders, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Have you guys been watching any of what Callum Hole has been doing on Get Me Out of Here?
We've seen a lot of the
clips. I've seen the clips. I haven't watched any of it.
I haven't watched it.
Every clip makes me want to watch it.
I know. I know, same.
The clips are mwah.
Like, he's so fucking dumb. It's so funny.
Callum and Frankie Muniz in the same show is crazy.
Wait, Frankie Muniz is in that show too?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Shut up.
You're kidding.
Oh my God.
He was in Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm so sorry.
Or the movie.
Big Fat Liar.
Blank Check, right? Is that him?
Wasn't he in something recently?
Stay Alive. Frank, how do you not know Frankie Muniz, girl?
I am very well versed in reality TV and nothing else.
He was like, Agent Cody Banks.
Not to like bring this up and like bring like a weird pedophilia vibe to the end of our show, but like I recently watched all of Quiet on Set. Have you guys seen or heard of this?
Yes.
Okay, I watched this with my friend. I had like a little college reunion. It was super nice, but like all of our moms were like anti-TV, like very organic vibes, like go outside and like play with bugs, don't like sit, no screen time type.
Go touch grass.
Right, literally, yes. The OG don't touch grassers. Almond moms, if you will. So like watching the show, I'm like, whoa, this is like crazy and like fucked up and like maybe my mom was right. But I didn't have the like, oh my God, my childhood is ruined, or like I'm viewing all these like shows that were like crucial to like my growing up in like a different way. I started sinking onto my mom's computer to watch The Bachelor when I was 12 years old. That was like the first, like I've only ever like been this deep in for reality TV. Mm-hmm. If you've ever asked me like, have you seen this movie or have you seen like Malcolm in the Middle? Like definitely have not.
Oh my God.
You should. Malcolm in the Middle is so good.
Also, my dog Skip, forgot he was in that movie.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. I don't think I've ever heard of it either. Yeah.
That movie's so sad. It's about a dog. The dog looks like Wishbone. Wishbone the dog. Tell me you guys know who that is. Oh my God. Oh, that makes me feel so old.
I know who Winn-Dixie is.
Yeah. Oh my God. How do you not know about Wishbone?
Wait, so we're all 95 babies except for Mara, right?
Yeah. Well, Stacey, yeah. Cody's 96, yes. Not you. Yes.
Okay, I need to tell you about Wishbone.
Mara's old.
I am so old. I'm turning 33 this year, too.
Oh my God, stop.
I know. Anyway, yikes. Wishbone is about...
I think you're turning 29 again.
Mara, have you, like, picked out, like, your gravestone yet?
Do you have your plot?
Just something to think about.
I don't have my plot yet, but I should probably work on that. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to die soon. Yeah. I mean, 33, year of Jesus Christ's death,
that
you know?
Is so
if
real.
I make it past that, I feel like I've won. Yeah.
But okay, it's also the age that Taylor Swift released one of her best albums. So you never know.
Oh, yeah. Which... You're younger than Taylor Swift. You're fine.
You are.
Yeah.
As like long as Taylor years. Swift is alive, you'll still be alive.
Honestly, here's hoping, because she'll probably live a while.
Wait, it's kind of like, don't worry, darling. Mm-hmm. Like, connected.
Yeah, we're connected.
If she dies, you'll die.
Yeah. She dies in the game, I die in real life.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
This is unhinged. Do you want to explain Wishbone, or should we ask a question about producers?
We'll do that. I feel like I need to explain Wishbone because I actually feel like you guys would appreciate it. Okay. Wishbone is about a dog, and the dog is like this little terrier, spotted, white and brown, and he's very cute. And the whole show is him reenacting different literary books. So it's like there's a really cute song. What's the story, Wishbone?
I don't know because it's iconic.
And so anyway, every episode is him, the main, he is the main character of this literary novel. So if you want to watch like Oliver Twist with a dog as Oliver,
you're gonna get that
from Wishbone.
Wait. Maybe I have seen some of this like in school because it's also showing up like with Reading Rainbow, and I do remember Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
I loved Reading Rainbow.
Me too. Yes.
Reading Rainbow was great. Yeah, it was the same kind of
nothing, Ari.
Vibe.
Makes me kind of sad. I do know what Reading Rainbow
is. Look how
is,
cute
but
he is.
Like melancholy to me.
I agree. It's really I feel like there are like some sad Reading Rainbows. Like
there are.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. I was gonna say. I feel like they tried to traumatize us sometimes in school with those.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go back to Love Island.
Last question about Love Island, and then we have a few fuck, marry, kills as you do at the end of your show.
Oh,
so,
love that. Yeah.
Or I guess, what do you do? Fuck, marry,
fuck,
murder?
Fuck, marry, murder, yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that for you. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We see you. And we honor you. If you were a Love Island producer, what change would you make to the show, or what twist would you introduce? Obviously,
besides,
you are like head honcho producer.
I was just going to say.
Besides the pregnancy.
Besides pregnant eggs. Besides that.
A given. Okay. We're all on the same page about that. Other than that, what would you do?
That is so interesting. That is a very interesting question.
Thank you.
I feel like I would want to make the challenges a little harder and like make it so the couples have to compete like as it like together and like not just literally strip teases and like all this stuff, because I feel like that would make people break up more because they'd be like, you left me hanging in that challenge. It would just cause more fights. So I would make the challenges like a little bit more serious, I think.
I like
that. Or like give them like steaks or something, not like a steak.
you could win immunity
something
from the next public voter.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, something like that. Because like sometimes they do these games, I'm like, what was the point? Y'all just wanted to hump each other?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Like, I'm okay with that, but...
We have to keep, like, the truth or dare games or, like, the kiss challenges.
Any of the horny challenges.
Snog, marry, pie, because those always cause drama.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely, like, bigger stakes or, like, immunity things. That would be, yeah.
I would love it if they would do some sort of a new twist on Casa. I don't know, like, I'm not creative, so I can't, like, think in my head of, like, what I would like that
what
to be.
What it should be.
But, or, like, maybe make it, like, a bigger Casa or, like, I don't know. Or, like, just bring them all in together instead of, like, separating them all. Bring them all in one big room.
So they can see
or, like,
everything.
Make a bigger villa or something like that for them.
But I don't know if that would work because then people wouldn't be, like, sneaky because the person would literally be watching.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, make it a bigger villa where there's, like, a lot more places to go,
more terraces
terrace Tom can come back.
I feel like they do have to be, like, if we're gonna keep Casa, they do have to be separated. But there used to be more of a thing where I'm not sure if you guys have seen these seasons, but what season were Kem and Amber on, Mara? Was that three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was a really, I think, iconic way of doing Casa, where, like, you split up and let's say, okay, Mara and I are a couple, we split up. If we both come back single, we just, like, recouple and it's good to go. If we both come back recoupled, we're both in our new couples. If Mara comes back recoupled and I come back single, I'm dumped.
That's okay. That I feel like that's how I thought that it was supposed to go. Originally,
it was like that
when I first saw Casa, I was like, oh fuck, they're gonna go home, but then they didn't. So that would be very interesting.
It would force the hand for some people who suspect that their partner might bring somebody back to then recouple, I mean, I guess that those people are probably going to be gone pretty soon anyway, but it does, like, keep it interesting for a little bit.
I don't know, no spoilers, but Kem and Amber,
or they could bring back more of the, like, video. What was it? Because there was it this last season where there was, like, a video that got sent out?
Yes.
I love
it. So they've also done that, where they'll, like, send a postcard and be like, this is what's going on. Or, like, here's, like, watch this clip of, like,
Me too.
I totally agree. They need to do way more of that.
Honestly, have more movie nights because shit always goes down at a movie night.
Exactly. Like, why are we waiting for them to all get out of the villa to watch the show? I want to see them watch the
show.
There's
so much unseen footage that... Mm-hmm. That would be, add another movie night.
You know what I just thought about too, what they could do with Casa? If they love bringing in audience participation, they should read tweets about the Casa people. Because so often the public will be like, oh my God, so-and-so should leave so-and-so for this person in Casa. Like that would cause chaos.
Actually, yes. That would be...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we need to trademark that.
Yeah.
If they do that, we need to get the money for it.
Yes.
Because
I need those royalties.
For real. Yeah, hire us. I was going to say we're all unemployed, but, like, none of us are.
I would be for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We would love to do that.
Yes.
I'm happy to be unemployed if I'm being offered a job.
I'm happy to make myself unemployed.
Right. Exactly. You just let me know what you need from me and I will make it happen.
No sweat off my back.
Right. I'm, like, sort of unemployed for, like, 2.5 months or two months of the year. So
and it's Love Island season time. When
because the new season comes
in
out
the summer.
June 3rd, right?
Yeah, June 8th. It's the very first Monday.
Shouldn't you guys know this?
I believe. I do. It's in my calendar. June 3rd. You're right, Stacey. June 3rd.
Yes.
Dang.
I'm excited.
Showed up by Stacey. Okay. Let's do. We have three fuck, marry, murders for y'all, okay?
Islanders, it's time to put your feelings out there as you all play snog, marry, pie.
Mara, hit them with the first one.
First one, Chris, Toby, and Mitch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Okay, I would...
I love this.
No divorce, by the way. This is like a lifetime.
I would marry Chris.
Lifetime
This
marriage.
Is so interesting. Marry I would Chris. Marry okay. Chris.
You've just talked so much shit. You said he was your least favorite.
He was the most toxic one in that season.
Or most toxic.
But daddy, I can fix him. No, really, I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can fix him. No, really, yeah. I can. And then this is easy for me because I would probably just fuck Toby because I would kill Mitch. So
yes. Okay.
I have been
Mitch would be Mike.
A Mitch hater ever since he made me look like an idiot during our podcast because I was in love with him at first. And that quickly changed.
Yes.
And I have had beef with him ever since. I call him a bug.
Yes. He's like
literally, annoying. I said that on the pod. I was like, he's like a little bug.
Like buzzing like won't go away. Yeah. Yes. Because literally the 1 week, it's Logan like saying he'll marry Mitch. And then the next week, it's him redacting his statement.
He's like, a formal apology.
Yes, he's like, I've seen more and I do not agree with my
what is it, like the address of the union or whatever that the president does?
State of the union.
State of the union address. Yeah, that's so what it was.
Yes. I would marry Toby, mm-hmm. fuck Chris, kill Mitch. Yeah.
Fair.
I knew that's where yours right. would go.
Same. That's what I would do, Stacey. Yeah.
I think Chris is so hot. Though. So I think Chris is like
I know
very, very attractive and I like his personality, except when he's being toxic towards women. However, I'm not a woman, so maybe it would be okay.
I think I would take the chance. I think I'd also marry Chris, fuck Toby, kill Mitch.
Okay, we're all in agreement.
Yeah. We're all in agreement that we're murdering Mitch. So
He makes great TV though, I have to admit.
He does.
He does. He does.
All right, so our next one is Georgia Harrison, Georgia Steele, and Molly.
Marry Molly. Fuck Georgia H. Kill Georgia Steele. She made for good TV, but I would not be able to put
exactly
up with
her. The same. Exactly the
nice.
Same. Nice. Actually. I might kill Georgia H and fuck Georgia Steele. I think I'm going to because I don't. I like Georgia H. Her like spirituality and yoga stuff, as Casey said, is sometimes a little much.
If she saw your dead grandpa, you would be concerned.
Yeah, I would.
I was like unhinged during a recap for that episode. I was
that
like,
was
that
so
is like
funny.
Really beautiful that she like right? thought yes. to reach out to him.
Yes.
Like,
and I was like,
time,
what?
Time of need.
I was like, Ari, I think the grandpa died like years ago.
Yeah. Oh, right. Then you found. I was like, if he had like just died, I like that's beautiful and comforting. She's like, no, he's like died
like,
years
no,
ago.
No, I saw he's your like, dead grandpa. Dead.
It's weird.
He was like, you didn't even know me when my grandpa died.
Right. Right.
I'm on the same page. I would kill Harrison, fuck Steele, marry Molly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think. I would do the same. I think I'd marry Molly. I think I'd fuck Georgia Steele and kill Georgia Harrison. I kind of go between like Georgia Harrison's funny, but she is kind of annoying.
Yes, that's exactly.
But Georgia S is very annoying. Like I don't want to hear her talk about how blessed she is with her natural long hair. I don't need that.
That was my LOL moment of the season. That was the best
that
thing I've ever
sent
seen
me
on
over
TV.
The edge. It was so funny.
That was hilarious.
I was expecting
my
her
long hair.
Yes.
Like also such a fucking dig at all the girls who wear extensions.
Literally, yeah. Exactly.
Like honestly,
shade,
so funny.
And she's crying. Oh my god.
Right.
Yeah, she's sobbing, and he's like, "Say what you're grateful for." I'm like, "Oh, she's about to be so
grateful
like
for
sweet.
Him."
Yeah.
My
right.
natural long hair. I'm like,
and my cat.
Yeah.
My cat.
Like, who are you? Are you Taylor Swift? Like,
and then
no.
I think at the end, doesn't she say like, oh, and you or something like that?
She's like, and my friends and family.
My friends and family.
Yeah. I'm like, that was an afterthought. She's like, wait, I'm going to look so bad.
Yeah. Like literally. Yes.
But also
yes.
The context to the entire thing is that he's just like invalidating her emotions. And it's basically just like, why don't you just smile? Like vibe to the
it's like positive. It's overly positive.
It was incredible.
So funny.
So good.
Are you guys going to
so
add
good.
That to your intro?
Oh, we should.
You should.
We should.
I'll tell Gabe. I'll find it and record it. I feel like it's kind of time to freshen it up. So that I can work on that. Okay.
You have to keep I licked a tit.
You have to.
Oh, yeah, that's never going
that has to stay. That has to stay.
The one thing that I do, actually, I'll put this out there for you guys or any listeners, is there is a little section at the end of Shaq saying she's got the chat, but it's like a really bad audio clip and there's somebody else speaking behind him. And so if you ever are watching the show and you hear somebody say she's got the chat, please DM me the timestamp immediately, because that one does need to be updated.
We would love like a better version.
I do think natural long hair would be great to add. I will collab with Gabe and get back to you all. Okay, we have one more fuck, marry, murder.
One more. Yes. Okay, Sophie Monk, Sarah Hyland, and Maya Jama.
Okay, this is so, so, so easy for me. I love Sarah Hyland with my utmost soul. I would die for her. I think she's perfect. I would marry Sarah Hyland in a heartbeat.
Wow.
I love Sarah Hyland. I think she's an icon. I do. Maybe that's a hot take. I don't know.
How do you feel about her leaving and Ariana Maddox?
I'm sad, but I do like Ariana Maddox too.
But you guys haven't seen Vanderpump, right?
I haven't, but I liked her on... when she was doing, because
she was like
games.
A guest, yeah,
and she's hosted on like the regular season or something a couple times, right?
Yeah, I think she's gonna be amazing. I considered putting her instead of Sarah Hyland, but I'm glad I didn't for you, given this love that I didn't know about.
Yeah, no, I just really, I don't know. I've always really liked Sarah Hyland. I don't know, like everything she's, because what was she in?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Yeah, she was in Modern Family, but she was in, what is that Disney Channel original movie with Sterling Knight? Where he sings.
Oh, something about the sunshine. Yes, okay. It's Starstruck.
Yes, Starstruck. So that is where I fell in love with Sarah Hyland. Yes. Yeah, so then I would fuck Maya Jama. It's tough to it's tough between marrying them, because I do love Maya Jama. And then I would kill Sophie Monk, because she's sometimes annoying. However, I do love Sophie Monk, but she can be annoying.
I love her. I don't love how she's just very, she reads too much off of like the, I don't even know if she has cue cards, but she's very like robotic.
She is.
Yeah.
I just feel like her writing isn't as good as the other Love Island hosts.
It's not, it doesn't flow as well.
Material to work with.
Something about her voice really bothers me.
Also her voice, because the whole time in season in the Australia when they were talking about the eras and she got era, I was like, ew.
Era. What era?
Era.
Our villain era. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I would kill her. I would marry Maya and fuck Sarah Hyland, I think.
I think I'm with you, Stacey. I would do that.
Yeah, I would also do that. There's no way for me to not marry Maya Jama.
I think, I think if like Love Island, like, because, I'm thinking of
if
Sarah
Hyland.
If you're
solely basing it
off of Love Island, I would 100% just be Maya Jama. But I'm just like, I don't know. There's just something that feels wrong to me to just fuck Sarah Hyland. So.
Well, here's the thing. I'm fucking Sarah Hyland, but I would like for Wells Adams to be there. I'm going to ask him all the tea. He's going to tell me, like, who came up with those weird Bachelor in Paradise skits. Yeah. Like, he's going to tell me everything.
Did you see him?
As I, tempt him with my body. Yes, go.
Did you see that he's on Tish and Brandi Cyrus's podcast? I need to watch it. I need to. I think that's what
Wells Adams... I don't know. Maybe you're talking about something different, but Brandi Cyrus and Wells Adams have had a podcast together for years.
Oh,
maybe it's now Tish and Brandi, and he's been a guest on it. But I know that it's Your Favorite Thing.
Oh, this
I,
one.
I listened to it years
ago. That's so random.
Brandi have one called We're Both Stoned. We're Stoned. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I could have sworn that he was on that.
I mean, it makes sense then if he had a podcast with Brandi.
I don't know if that's still the case, but they did for years have a podcast together.
That's so random.
Because he says that her beige flag is that she's a Disney adult, Sarah Hyland.
She's a Disney adult.
That's a red flag.
Okay. That is a red flag.
I agree.
Yeah, what is beige? Is beige like less than yellow?
Beige is like a neutral.
Yeah, they kind of talked about that. Like, I was really confused because I always just call them red, pink, and green.
Pink.
Yeah, what? Pink flag. Like it's a red, it's like on its way to a red flag, but you can maybe look past a pink flag.
Yeah, I call that yellow. But I would say, I see the.
I've heard beige more, but I would consider it yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like just color.
Beige,
like
I feel like, is. Yeah, I feel like beige is supposed to be closer to a green flag, though.
Yeah.
In the range of flag
colors. See, I would say, like, green, beige, pink, red.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys.
We can't do this it anymore. We get too off topic.
No, I'm obsessed. Like, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
So much fun.
No,
we're blocking you after this, remember?
I know, but like, never forget the canceled times we've had.
I'm canceled. Yes. Guys, I didn't say it's hysterical at all.
It's true. Until just now.
Yes.
You made it to the end before you got canceled. But please plug everything. Where can our listeners find you? When do your episodes drop? Where should they follow you, etc.?
Stacey, go for it. You're our marketing genius.
Okay. We're on Instagram and TikTok. It's all at Scaredy Brats Pod. Our email at scaredybratspod@gmail.com. marketing genius.
Like, if they want you to be a brand ambassador,
any inquiries, serious inquiries only.
Because sometimes we do have to pay for these movies that we watch, like the one we had to watch this week. We did have to pay for it.
Yeah, I paid 4 cents because I had an Amazon credit somehow, but I was. Blessed because I would not have paid more for that.
That's extreme commitment, though.
Episodes drop Friday, every Friday at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm.
8 a.m. Eastern.
8 a.m. Eastern, yes, correct.
Yeah.
So this episode will come out Thursday. So our listeners, you can look forward to their episode tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. And then I think next week or not this week, but the following week, if we can get our situation together and we can get our technology together and figure it out, we're going to also have an extra episode where we react to the new Taylor Swift album. So,
a fun little.
Yeah, like little extra. Review, just a little bonus ep for the Swifties, me.
Yeah, so if you're a Swiftie, look for that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Amazing. And
I don't know how many Swifties we have in our.
I'm sure we have some.
I'm sure. I was going to say, I feel like Love Island and Taylor Swift, I feel like those kind of go hand in hand.
There's definitely a
Venn diagram for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, if you guys don't want to wait for tomorrow for a new episode of theirs, please go back and listen to their March 15th episode that Mara and I were on. We had such a fun time.
It was so good. It was so funny.
And
so fun.
Yeah. We're so grateful to know y'all.
No, thank you guys so much for having us. Yes. We would love to come back. We would love to have you guys back too, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll have you back on for next season, like a legit Love Island recap episode.
Yes. I would absolutely love. Yeah. Yes. And we'll do an actual scary movie this time.
But that's funny because you guys had sent us a list of like, here are all the things you can watch. And we were like, this one seems palatable.
You were like, Harry Styles, I'm sold.
Yeah, easy. Absolutely.
But Logan says no. Logan says you will scream next time.
Maybe. We'll see. There's sometimes I'm like, this is scary. And Stacey's like, that wasn't bad. I'm like, oh, okay.
Fascinating.
Okay, fine. We'll do it.
But
what?
Yes. I said not very often.
No, not very often, but occasionally. You know, you get surprised. Yes. You never know.
Yes.
It's true. Well, thank you guys for listening. Yes. And you can catch our next reality recap next Thursday. We're going to do another reality recap for you guys. But thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you guys next week.
Cannot wait to chat all things Vanderpump, Love is Blind, Bachelor, Golden Divorce.
Yes.
So much to discuss. So we will just come chat with us then. And thank you guys so much again for being here. We can't wait to see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.